Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past weekend, France held national elections. François Hollande, the Socialist Party candidate, was elected president. Investors are concerned about Hollande's opposition to French austerity measures intended to help manage the current crises in the Eurozone. As a result, the euro has been dropping in value while the US dollar rose. The dollar strengthened against other currencies, oil, precious metals, and other commodities. Gold and silver fell to multi-month lows. I predict that the boost to the US dollar will not last long. Why? The US government heavily supports the euro. A significant euro drop will likely create a domino effect of financial crises. First, major European banks and governments will become insolvent. That will hurt the value of their debt held by U.S. banks. To save them, the U.S. government would explicitly inflate the money supply, probably on a record-setting scale. This will eventually drive down the U.S. dollar as consumer prices soar. If I'm wrong in my prediction that the U.S. dollar will sink and gold and silver will rise, there are other developments coming soon that will bring on the same result. The U.S. government set a June 30 deadline for nations to stop dealing with Iran under penalty of being cut off from SWIFT, the global international payment system. China and India are major importers of Iranian oil. Both are planning to make payments to Iran in forms other than the U.S. dollar. Should the U.S. government carry out its threat on June 30, I expect China and India to start a global payment system to compete with SWIFT without using the U.S. dollar. If this happens, international demand for U.S. dollars would plummet. As excess dollars are being repatriated to the U.S. for other goods and services, the dollar will fall sharply. One result would likely be a jump in gold and silver prices. Talk about the U.S. government cutting off its nose to spite its face. Then, at the end of December, many U.S. tax cuts will expire. If the U.S. economy is not already back in a recession or depression before December 31, expiration of these tax cuts would wreak havoc. Once again, the dollar would suffer while gold and silver shine. Gold and silver prices have been stagnant for a few months. Investors are questioning whether they should hold physical precious metals right now. By the end of 2012, I think they will get their answer in the affirmative. As a result, prices today would then be seen as a great buying opportunity. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.